堂听 class.com。
Self Renewal by John W. Gardner. I devoted many years to problems of organizational renewal, but as the years go by, I find myself more and more interested in personal rather than organizational renewal. There is the puzzle of why some men and women go to seed, while others remain vital to the very end of their days. Going to seed may be too vague an expression. Perhaps I should say that too many people, somewhere along the line, stop learning and growing. One must be compassionate in assessing the reasons. Perhaps life just presented them with tougher problems than they could solve. It happens. Perhaps something inflicted a major wound on their confidence or their self-esteem. Perhaps they were pulled down by the hidden resentments and grievances that grow in adult life. Sometimes so luxuriantly that, like tangled vines, they immobilize the victim. You've known such people. Feeling secretly defeated, maybe somewhat sour or cynical, or perhaps just vaguely dispirited. Or maybe they just ran so hard for so long that somewhere along the line they forgot what it was they were running for. I'm not talking about people who fail to get to the top in achievement. We can't all get to the top, and that isn't the point of life anyway. I'm talking about people who, no matter how busy they seem to be, have stopped learning or trying. Many of them are just going through the motions. I don't deride that. Life is hard. Just to keep on keeping on is sometimes an act of courage. But I do worry about men and women at whatever age functioning below the level of their potential. Look around you. How many people whom you know well are trapped in fixed attitudes and habits? A famous French writer said, "There are people whose clocks stop at a certain point in their lives." I could, without any trouble, name a half a dozen national figures resident in Washington, D.C., whom you would recognize, and could tell you roughly the year their clock...
...apprehend what everyone was saying, and people could understand me. The person solely responsible for my accomplishment and happiness was my mother. The reading also helped my mother learn English so that she was able to pass the postal entrance exam. It has been 7 years since that reading experience with my mother. She is now 43 and in her second year at college. My brother and I...
...that life has trapped them. But they don't really know that. Life takes unexpected turns. I said in my book Self-Renewal that we build our own prisons and serve as our own jailkeepers. I no longer completely agree with that. I still think we're our own jailkeepers, but I've concluded that our parents and the society at large have a hand in building our prisons. They create roles for us and self-images that hold us captive for a long time. The individual intent on self-renewal will have to deal with ghosts of the past, the memory of earlier failures, the remnants of childhood dramas and rebellions, accumulated grievances and resentments that have long outlived their cause. Sometimes people cling to the ghosts with something almost approaching pleasure, but the hampering effect on growth is inescapable. As Jim Whittaker, who climbed Mount Everest, said, "You never conquer the mountain, you only conquer yourself." The more I see of human lives, the more I believe the business of growing up is much longer drawn out than we pretend. If we achieve it in our 30s, even in our 40s, we're doing well. There's a myth that learning is for young people. But as the proverb says, It's what you learn after you know it all that counts. The middle years are great, great learning years. And even the years past the middle years. I took on a new job after my 76th birthday, and I'm still learning. Learn all your life. Learn from your failures. Learn from your successes. When you hit a spell of trouble, ask, what is it trying to teach me? The lessons aren't always happy ones, but they keep coming. We learn from our jobs, from our friends and families. We learn by accepting the commitments of life, by playing the roles that life hands us, not necessarily the roles we would have chosen. We learn by growing older, by suffering, by loving, by taking risks, by bearing with the things we can't change. The things you learn in maturity aren't simple things, such as acquiring information and skills. You learn not to engage in self-destructive behavior. You learn not to burn up energy in anxiety. You discover how to manage your tensions, if you have any, which you do. You learn that self-pity and resentment are among the most toxic of drugs. You find that the world loves talent, but pays off on character. You come to understand that most people are neither for you nor against you. They are thinking about themselves. You learn that no matter how hard you try to please, some people in this world are not going to love you. A lesson that is at first troubling, and then really quite relaxing. Those are things that are hard to learn early in life. As a rule, you have to have picked up some mileage and some dents in your fenders before you understand. As Norman Douglas said, there are some things you can't learn from others. You have to pass through the fire. You come to terms with yourself. You finally grasp what S.N. Burman meant when he said, at the end of every road you meet yourself. You learn the arts of mutual dependence, meeting the needs of loved ones, and letting yourself need them. You can even be unaffected, a quality that often takes years to acquire. You can achieve the simplicity that lies beyond sophistication. You come to understand your impact on others. It's interesting that even in the first year of life, you learn the impact that a variety of others have on you. But as late as middle age, many people have a very imperfect understanding of the impact they themselves have on others. In some measure, we create our own environment. You may not yet grasp the power of that truth to change your life. Of course, failure's a part of the story too. Everyone fails. When Joe Louis was world heavyweight boxing champion, he said, everyone has to figure to get beat sometime. The question isn't whether you failed, but whether you picked yourself up and moved ahead. And there is one other little question. Did you collaborate in your own defeat? A lot of people do. Learn not to.